Stop playing baseball in the house. Remember, Mom always would say that. You can't play baseball in the house.
Why can't we play baseball in the house?
Yeah, why not?
Yo, conceived as one, split into two. Gonna talk so much shit till the air goes blue. After, we're through. You're gonna wish you were monozygotic too. Just a couple of NIM pods up to no good. Couple of NIM pods up to no good. See what we're doing there? It's Nimrods. But it's a podcast with NIM pods.
Hello, welcome to NIM pods. This is Jamie Francis here on the right side.
We're just trying to confirm what exact episode we're on.
Because, so just wait, and we're not going to cut this. This is we're going to be no editing NIM pods. We're thinking this is going to be NIM pod 16.
But when was NIM pods 15?
NIM pods 15, if I check the...
Oof. Let's see here.
Just wait a minute.
let's see here.
It looks like June 3rd. June 2014.
2014. So it's 3 years. Over 3 years.
Yep.
So actually, we did do one after my firstborn was born.
Yeah, there's a couple after Cal was born. Cal's now what, three?
Cal is 3.5, and new guy Wes is one and a half.
So Nimpods don't even know anything about Wes.
Two boys.
Nimpodettes? Or just are they Nimpods?
They're Nimpods themselves.
All the fans out there, what do you want to be called?
Those are very like delayed fake laugh, like I'm like you think I was trying to be funny or something, which is like not true at all.
Stop playing baseball in the house.
Remember, Mom always would say that.
You can't play baseball in the house.
Why can't we play baseball in the house?
Yeah, why not? There was no real like.
Well, you better than break shit.
But the thing is, you just don't drop it.
Did we ever break anything?
No, I don't think so. I think we broke stuff more when we were outside.
That's how you learn to have soft hands.
Soft hands. I think 15. I think it's Nimpod's 15.
No, this is Nimpod's 16.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Nimpod's pod 16. So basically, Nimpod's 1 to 15 is kind of like era 1.
Era 1, yeah.
Era.
It can't even be season 2, really. Because it's like...
Well, this could be season 2.
I guess.
Why not?
A couple years. Somebody gave us another chance.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it was picked up by Netflix.
But our two fans, they were very vocal.
It had 31 views on the last episode.
31 views?
Let's see if we can crack it, like, get a lot bigger.
All right, it'd be nice to get triple digits.
So, why are we doing this? Why are we doing Nimpods again?
I don't know. Why are we doing it?
I don't know. I thought you had an idea.
Oh, shit. This is fucking derailing quick.
Well, what we want to do is we just wanted to create something together that wasn't such a production, basically.
What's transpired other than having kids in about 3 years?
I guess we haven't even... we did a podcast kind of way more focused on strictly filmmaking, which I did about 6 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
And 6 or 7, and then again that one sort of petered off a bit too, because I ran out of the thing is like I was trying to make it more of like a kind of helpful, and I kind of ran out of helpful hints
because you're not very helpful.
Well, no, it's just because like I'm figuring this stuff out at the same time.
Yeah, yeah. So exactly. Well, we started 3 years ago shooting a show, a very very low budget flick.
We're kind of marketing it as a $500 movie, which is probably, it's kind of closer to probably $1,000 now.
Sure.
But don't tell anybody that.
But it's...
Or do tell people that. Tell it cost $1 million, so somebody will give us $2 million for it.
No,
that's not true. We're probably going to be self-distributing.
And that's very, very close to finish. And I know that's kind of like a, like sort of like everyone says that.
Yeah, everybody says that.
But is it... Being in this for 3 years is like we are like weeks away from being done. I'm being generous, yeah. But yeah, weeks.
Just waiting for a final. Not waiting, but we're.
Did we tag this with the date? What is it? July 24th, 2017.
July 24th,
yeah.
2017. We're just kind of waiting on the final mix. But
I've always
amazing
said
sound. I just want to shout out to Eric Berzins. Actually, I don't even know how to say his last name. Out in the Florida area doing a bang up sound job on our movie. We basically, in a way, we couldn't have finished this movie without him.
Yeah.
Just thank him a lot.
But we really think you have to thank everyone who helped out in any way. Cast, crew,
moral support,
our wives, for putting up with us. But that's continuous.
I was just gonna say that. That's so weird because you were saying how like it ends now.
It's almost as if we are monozygotic or something. Yeah, but I've always said about podcasts, I like it's like a timestamp. It's almost like a time capsule
I really miss podcasts.
Yeah,
I'm 5 minutes in, and I remember how fun this was.
Yeah,
and like, you know, when we had our own little, we had at my place in the shed, we did it. But I mean, again, we're in a place that's freaking really hot.
This is really hot in here.
Dan's shed is, which is actually probably a little bit more set up for like actual, you can do stuff in it. And if you could visualize it right now, it's just cooking in here.
It is cooking. I need some kind of figure out how to get it not so cooking. It's freezing in the winter and really warm in the summer. I need to get some kind of action in here.
But you got like, you know, you have it all like, mine's just an act literal shed.
Yours
is like way closer to being set up to being a thing. But anyway, what have you been doing? The thing about me and Dan is that we always talk about, like, what I'm trying to say is, like, we work together a lot. Like, it's, like, we're kind of like partners in filmmaking and artistic stuff, creative stuff. But we actually, because, you know, Dan's got, you know, two little ones now and you know, we live really far away, but we, you know, we work and, you know, have other jobs and stuff. So it's actually, podcasting is a great excuse to kind of like get together and just, you know, shoot the shit sometimes and, you know, come up with some ideas like face to face, even though we're constantly talking to each other, like on the cyber web. Yeah. So what have you been doing? What have you been doing in the last 3 years?
Babies in the movie.
Babies in the
movie. Working.
Yeah, that's basically, I mean, that's what, yeah. I mean, I just finished one of my biggest home things, just completely unrelated. Unrelated to filmmaking is, actually, I used my hands for about 5 days straight.
How'd that feel?
It was really weird. I actually think it is very interesting because it's like I don't have a physical job really anymore. The last year I've been actually in the field of filmmaking where I've been editing. I've been editing for a company, and so like I really am just sitting down all day. I've got to have a sit down job, which is the first time ever in my life. And for the day job, but getting out and like digging in the dirt, it's like nothing more, like literally digging holes is kind of like, it's the most rudimentary like job thing.
Yeah, it's like primal. Like,
yeah, it's very like, I mean, I'm really overthinking it and stuff, but actually like really felt good and like,
That happened to me. I just took up my concrete patio because it's all cracked and looking like crap. I took that up, like I broke it up, and it's the same similar feeling. It's very, you know, I'm just breaking shit and lifting and stuff. Like there's something primal, kind of like it. I remember feeling really good about it.
Yeah.
It was really satisfying because I was trying to get like the big at start. I was like, oh shit, this is like the pieces of the concrete are way too small. It's gonna take freaking forever.
Yeah, yeah.
Then I kind of sort of researched a little better, and I'm like, oh, yeah, of course I need a little more of like a pry bar and stuff.
Yeah.
And so I went and I grabbed that, went and got one, and I was trying to get like huge slabs, like the biggest slab I could. And, you know, some were like big as like small like tables, some of the slabs, and it's like really satisfying to get it
out. Yeah, totally.
It's something just kind of primal about working with your hands and just getting sweaty and stuff.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, like I don't know, it just, because it's just not, you know, it's not something we do like on a regular basis. Both coming more of like the creative end of things, like, I don't know, not, you know, we're not like the classic man, you know? You know what I mean? Like, I always, you know, we're not. And what's funny, because a lot of our family is. Yeah, I don't know. But I don't think of it as like, I don't know. Sometimes, at times in my life, I've kind of felt like I was not a man because of it. But it's like, I think it's a different way of doing things.
We were just at a barbecue, like a pig roast, right? In memory of a family friend, he's like celebration of life. But I these things at the family, that was always what it was like. I always, and I still, not as much anymore, because I kind of don't.
I give a fuck.
I can't say that 100% don't give a fuck, but like I care way less.
Yeah.
But it's just, it was always like this, it was almost like awkward, because it was like, I could never, like, the only person I could really talk to is Uncle Rick, which we've had a couple podcasts to. Like, well, I could talk to people, but like Uncle Rick kind of got us a little more. Like, we could talk about sports and stuff, but not, like, he would kind of like, we would just kind of talk on our level. Like, I wouldn't have to like Yeah, like most of our family's sort of in the forest industry, and so is Uncle Rick. But he's just, I don't know, he just doesn't talk about his job as much, I guess. I don't know. I hate family get-togethers, because it's always like, oh, what are you doing? Oh, I'm doing this. Like, it's just sort of like those formalities. Like,
yeah,
the,
I don't know. I don't hate them.
I wouldn't say I hate them, but it's just like, and especially this was like a celebration of life. So yeah. Obviously, I didn't hate that, but like, it's just sort of that kind of that.
I actually
that remember, awkwardness of just like,
yeah,
so small talk, but it's like kind of the same conversation from like 25 years ago. It's like it never really changes.
Actually, yeah, that's actually kind of an, like, well, it actually was for somebody who's pretty close to our stepdad. Our mom married John, and then they were like good, really, you know, best friends.
Oh yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And then so I remember Don actually was around. We shot at his place. Basically,
when we first started shooting Wrong People, this movie that we were working on,
the first couple days we shot at their house actually.
We shot quite a bit
and
there.
And Don actually came down when we were shooting in his garage in the middle of summer. Like this time it's bright outside and we completely closed off this garage and
did like a poor man's process, like car driving.
And we were like spraying water all over his garage. And then he's like, I remember he come right behind the camera and he hit the camera, remember?
Oh, he bumped the camera.
He the camera. He just like closed it. But he was like really blown away. It's like, whoa. Like I remember him just being like, he just sat there and watched this.
Oh, yeah, this
do the tape.
This, yeah, he was always.
He was very, very he was sweet guy.
How old was he?
I'm not sure.
In his 80s?
I think so. Yeah, just a guy that was really like, still you could see that he had like an interest in life and like and cared about it, like cared about things or like what other people like picked up on other people's passions. If you were like interested in something, he was always like very like keen on it.
Very good guy.
And sad to see him go. Dan's messing around with the microphone here. We're hoping this was recording. We're just recording right on the phone.
Did you want to just test it?
A stoppage?
Yeah, you can just do like finish.
Oh, we're rolling? Oh, yeah, we just took a little.
So
we're just trying to, we're testing to see. We might be a little bit hot on the mic, but you know, we're going to dance playing with club here. We actually had this concept. I had this concept for a podcast, but it would be more visual and we had to find two lapel mics somehow and we had to mix it in us.
And would you film it too?
I think so, because that's the whole point.
Because what we used to do is like, when we still do, when we get together, we always throw the baseball around. And I don't know, for whatever reason, we just did that like since we were kids and all these bullshit. And we'd throw the ball around until our like arms fell off. But we'd always come up with ideas. We would always be like thinking about the movie ideas and stuff.
I had this
the ball around. It's something that we just always, it's like,
we could totally do it. What we do is you get your phone and put a lapel mic on it. And I put a lapel mic on mine.
That'd be kind of cool.
We should try it, at least. I mean, we'll talk about this in 3 years. We'll be like, hey, you remember that idea? It'd just be called, like, tossing the ball or something.
I guess that's kind of like...
tossing the ball. Tossing the salad.
Tossing the salad.
Teabagging.
Yeah. No, so what else is going on?
I don't know. I'm just looking forward to being done this, our next movie. Well, what's our idea for... Like, we have some ideas for... We have some I mean, this podcast was kind of like one of the ideas. What we want to do is be generating a little bit more content. Because what happens is if you, like, if you follow any of us, like, I mean, these movies take a while, right? Like, feature film, making it $500 is going to take, I mean, you're going to have to sacrifice one thing, like, you know. You know, just like, you know, you're not doing this as a job or anything, so it's, so 3 years is, I mean, it's okay, but I mean, I think we both are kind of like sick of making 3 year movies. Yeah, we are very interested in still making features and stuff, but we kind of want to be a little bit more, like, a little more expedient. So we're trying to, it just sort of to kick us in the pants, and this might be like this is a sink or swim. Like, we're just, it might go up.
Well, no idea. No idea.
But our idea is to make a movie very quickly. Very quickly. And we actually were kind of throwing this idea around as making a movie in 30 days. Although from basically a script, or, you know, from having a script to finishing.
To, like, screen.
Yeah. 30 days.
Which
and
is
then
like,
that screen could be anything, like a screening, yeah, or, like, sure. Like up online.
I mean, it's not going to be... I mean, it would be kind of cool if we did, like, a hard, actually, dark deadline to it and stuff, but...
Oh, no, I think hard deadlines work. Like, you need to... So when we're going to execute this is when Wrong People is finished, our feature we're working on now. And the 38 days just came from, like, we kind of worked it out, and that's an extremely quick time, like, turnaround. And, you know, we might go up in flames.
This is
sort of like in a response from spending 3 years doing this movie.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's just like a challenge for us.
Yeah. And we're going to, obviously do, we're going to try it. We're going to see if we can do it. And what we want to do is bring a lot of behind the scenes stuff to this, like, this idea. Like, we want to have, like, almost like a daily little vlog behind the scenes. Might not be super long, but no. they'll just be like what we did that day,
some,
like,
kind of quick update.
Yeah, quick update. But we want to do it, like, pretty consistent. So that's sort of like what our plans are. And I don't know, I'm pretty stoked. I like the idea. Like, basically, I've been working with David Dakota with Rapid Heart Pictures, and we've been making, low budget. I mean, bigger budget than what we, you know, we're not working with no budget, but we make these movies with a small team, like, fairly quick. Like, we've made about, like, in the past year, I think we've made about six or seven films altogether. Three or four of them are going to be like TV movies. We're working on a bunch right now. We just finished shooting a thriller.
So that's like that. This the one that you just finished shooting is what, like, sixth of the, even this year, or fifth maybe, or is it
fourth? Yeah. Well, I actually kind of lost count. But four. We've done four in a year since last July for, like, but actual TV, like, movie of the weeks. Which
oh yeah yeah yeah.
Bigger than, like, the little genre ones too.
Yeah,
we did a couple of tiny, I mean, literal no budget ones.
But too. Like, that's, it's admirable because, like, he Dave does have a small crew, dedicated crew and editors and stuff, and seeing him do it and, like, what we do together as, like, as a team.
And you're learning a ton working with him.
Oh,
stuff.
Totally.
And, like, how to, you know, basically just I'm learning how to edit, like, quickly and how things put together. Like, you know, he gives me a lot of creative control with the edit, which is awesome. I seeing him do it and what we do, I think me and you can do it too.
So what we are thinking, possibly August, September, starting the 30 days.
Yeah, hopefully, like, shoot something by the end of the summer, like the shooting part of it. So whatever that ends up being. Just cause, like, I don't know, just longer day. I'm we're thinking very limitations. I actually got really inspired by recently, learning a lot more about Ed Burns,
and his kind of like dogma of, he has a name for it. Was it like McMullen? Something, but the McMullen, Brothers McMullen way of just a thing that he follows.
Yeah, like a set of rules, and that's the one thing that we kind of,
you know, limited lighting.
We want to do that too. Is we want to start a kind of start our own kind of dogma too of rules.
Yeah,
we're thinking of
not reinventing anything.
No, like, but just in sort of rules to kind of keep us
grounded.
Because that's what one thing that we've been sort of.
I mean, The Wrong People was supposed to be a quick movie.
Yeah, so that's the thing. This is the response from that. That, like, it's frustration. It's absolute frustration. Wrong People was supposed to be this kind of, like, quick little character piece.
But it ended up having all these
weekends shoot, and then maybe, like, a couple months edit. And then, like, you know, kind of start to finish, like, 6 months. But, obviously, other things, organized, I guess. Or I don't know.
I think it's the lack of, like, also, like, that tight deadline. I think you were saying is, like, you know, if you had, literally had, like, a clock, time clock.
Yeah, and that's the thing that we plan on doing, like, do we even have a website? Like, Facebook page?
A website.
Do we?
You just don't know how to get into it.
Yeah, like we're planning on even having, like, a clock and, like, I mean, make it very, like, you know, sure, if you, cheesy, but, like, kind of more for us than anything, like, just...
Well, we want to make it entertaining.
That constant sort of ticking clock of, like, you know, let's get her done, right?
It would be really cool, I mean, with the two people that follow us, to actually get somebody else to do it too, as, like, a challenge.
Yeah.
Like, I know that's a big stretch for people. Like, but maybe you're listening to this just randomly. Maybe you're just some random listener. Like, I'm actually being sincere here. But, like, Dan's looking at me like I'm making a joke. But, and you've been struggling, like, oh, I got to make that feature. It's got to be, like, perfect and stuff. Maybe you want to follow our lead. You know, it won't be a lead. You'll make a better movie than us.
Let's make a shitty movie in 30 days.
I mean, like, we've been bouncing around ideas where it's, like, a lot of, like, you know, just in a guy in a house or a couple guys in a house. Like, and, you know,
that'll be the model. It'll be definitely something like that. Like, a one.
You've got to have limitations. And I think
we live in this amazing time for filmmaking where you can make a movie for $1,000 and it'll look half decent. And, you know, you can rent great cameras or even buy, even consumer ones are like a lot. I mean, most of them shoot 4K now.
But that was actually kind of like, we actually have been dabbling with the idea that, like, maybe, again, maybe that's a time thing too. Maybe you don't need to, like, we were thinking about just, you know, shoot HD, shoot on a freaking cell phone. Like, that might be part of our idea.
Exactly.
I don't know,
like,
if we're,
like, we're going to hammer out these rules and we'll post them or talk about them and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm quite ready to do, like, a cell phone feature.
But that's the thing. Like, even, like, we have tons of, like, HD, like, access to HD cameras. Like, but then again, if we shoot with four HD cameras, like, is that actually slowing us up? Like, we have to, like, we're spitballing, like, we're going to be talking about this.
Yeah.
But that's, you know, all that stuff's time, and that's stuff that we've learned over the time that most people learn very quickly, but taken us two movies, you know, 6 years, 10 years.
We're slow learners.
Is, you know, the more cameras you use, the more footage you have, the more...
More choices you have. It's almost like I find that you... Like, what I was saying is that we live in a great time where you can shoot with, like anything, any camera now that you buy or rent or something, like, is so much better than anything even, like, 10 years ago, right?
People, like, a cell,
and
like, basically our first camera we used regularly, like, on a regular basis, the one basically that was ours was a Hi8, and, like, that the quality is, like, you'd be absolutely blown away of, like, what a really shitty phone can do nowadays.
Yeah.
Compared to, like, a Hi8.
Well, most phones shoot 4K now, right?
Well, I don't know if most phones, but, like, it's a really good HD.
A good percentage of
them.
Yeah. And, like, but even that, it's, like, we have, like, access to these, like, and then, and, like, editing programs, Premiere or Final Cut is just like there's, but in a way it's mushroomed so much that there's so much choice. Like, you can edit something to death, right? You can, like, work on it forever. Like, there is no there's really no limits, and that's
kind of a bad thing.
I think is kind of like something that's, well, at least for me, is like kind of hard to kind of, unless you give yourself a hard rule, like,
yeah,
okay, you're, you know, I'm editing for 2 weeks or whatever.
Yeah, we basically, like, the limitations is key. Like, I mean, you look at any, even, like, classic no-budget breakout movies, like El Mariachi, Clerks and stuff. Like, those were all based on limitations. Like, yeah, they were...
You can only shoot one take. Two takes, it would be, is very frivolous. Like, I mean, very...
Yeah.
He would shoot a couple, couple takes of something, but it'd
Rodriguez
be, like...
Rodriguez, pretty much, like, edited in camera. Like, in a way.
Well, wasn't Mariachi, it was, like, shot, like, all together, like, 3-1 or something, right? Like, it was very little footage. Like, the movie that's in the... That the movie that ended up being the movie is that's the footage.
Yeah, like there's not any other footage.
And that's and look at that movie. Like, I mean, it's just like the limitations breed creativity, right? Like, that's there's so many cool things that he figured out how to do because he was limited. But now it's like we're so spoiled. But like we gotta bring it back. We gotta go back.
Yeah, in a weird way though, the people that had to do it in the 90s and stuff were. Did have they just had to have the discipline. Now it's more of a choice if you want the discipline of like the limitation.
Yeah, you have to put on like a fake limitations. That's why like the rules and stuff would be handy.
Yeah.
Especially if you're gonna try to do a movie in 30 days.
Yeah.
So like follow us while as we sink or swim on trying to do a feature in 30 days.
We have got a couple ideas we want to do. But they're like again, like it's
no locked scripts yet. Like
But the thing too is I think I mean, us coming from like being inspired by people like Rodriguez back in the 90s, where like I don't know if kids really. I mean, I'm sure they are, but it's different now. Like, you know, YouTube is like, you know, people make videos, make movies. You know, they back in the day, like it was really hard.
It's not this kind of like back like sort of like backstreet thing where it's like. Yeah, everyone is a filmmaker now.
Yeah, I didn't know what my point was on that, but I started the idea, but I forgot what it was. So what do you think? I'm thinking Nimpod 16.
16? It seems like a lot of episodes. Let's get to 100 this year. We should when we run out of things to talk about, we should commentate the old Nimpod episodes. Like, what
like
the hell?
Like a review of them?
Well, it's going to get to a point where they're old, right?
When's
like,
the first
some
Nimpods?
Of the things that we...
When's the first Nimpods? Seriously, when did we start the Nimpods network?
Well, if it was the last one was, like, about 3 years ago. I don't know. Probably the first one was 4 years ago.
What? You think there's a year in between? Like, from 1 to 6?
Yeah.
15?
1 to 15.
No way.
Maybe a year and a half?
Let's see here. It's got to be... See, we lost the Nimpods .com, but we have them. They're still online, but I'll have to, like...
Does someone else bought Nimpods.com?
Oh, I don't think so.
Yeah, maybe we should get it back. I should change your brand.
I'll just put it on our Francis Brothers Films.com.
Okay. Sure.
So, I found Puck That episode 1. That's in 2013.
Oh, what? Like,
and that was before... That's after Nimpods 1.
Yeah.
Around the same time, I think. So, it was... May, April, May, June. July 14th, 2013 was Puck That episode 1. That's crazy. It's like 4 years.
4 year anniversary. Yeah, I think it's probably about 4 years.
4 years? That's crazy.
Time flies when you get older.
Oh, wow. So... We do this weekly? Can we do this weekly?
Half hour.
That'd be nice.
Half hour brisk podcast.
Brisk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll double up on some. Like, have, like, longer stuff when we watch stuff.
Yeah. No, I think this was good. It was good informational, little bit of...
Film. Have you watched anything?
Watched?
Yeah, watch anything to talk about.
Oh, what? Like, movie-wise?
Yeah. Shows, Netflix.
We've been watching a lot of Teen Wolf.
Teen Wolf.
Yeah, this is the...
Is that on Netflix?
No. It may or may not be illegally downloaded.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. This is the wife's doing, actually. She's the downloader. I don't download. But then we ended up watching Teen Wolf the movie. the Michael J. Fox Teen Wolf.
Nice. Not the Jason Bateman Teen Wolf 2?
No. No, I totally forgot about that one. We should totally
watch. Isn't he in Teen Wolf 2?
I think so. I think you're right. But Teen Wolf 1 is so... It's like... Well, there's like...
It's pretty bad.
But it's like...
Like, he's an asshole, right? Like isn't he like an asshole the whole time?
No.
I remember watching it fairly
he's
recently.
He's like pretty cocky as the Teen Wolf.
Yeah, in the last
and
few
he's
years.
Like, he's totally out there that he's Teen Wolf. Like, he just one day shows up in the basketball and they get in a... He growls in a huddle. Like, the ball's loose and he gets... And he's just like... Scares everybody away, and he's a Teen Wolf playing basketball. There's no foul. There's no like, oh shoot, he's just playing. But he's like clearly like taller. Like, it's not him. It's not Michael J. Fox playing basketball. Like, he clearly is like looks leaner and stuff.
Oh yeah, but what's the show like?
And the show, but what was so weird?
It's probably dark and trying to be a little more serious.
Oh, super dark,
and it's
like
stupid,
and it's like it's like. Creepy dark, like, no. Well, not creepy, a bad word, but like it's just I don't know, but it's weird because like there's a guy character Styles in it, and Styles is in the movie too.
Oh yeah,
his friend's name Styles, and he's like similar character, like he's kind of like yo what's
this
up?
Is actually like a
yeah, and there's like but faithful? And his name was Scott, like is the Scott's the same but different last name.
Oh, weird.
And then there's the teacher, it's the same name. Like, or sorry, the gym teacher.
Yeah.
The coach, same last name. Similar character, too.
Weird. Yeah.
But it's like, what's the point? Like, any of these kids even, like, watch a movie from 1983 or whatever?
Yeah. Interesting.
And I saw this poster for Teen Wolf, like, the movie. And it was, like, clearly, like, just after Back to the Future.
Yeah.
And it was, like...
Him coming Michael out of
the brain. No, it literally is... Michael J. Fox is back for the future... Back from the future, and now he's a Teen Wolf.
Oh, wow.
That's literally on the poster. Something like that. I'm kind of butchering
it. Is that even allowed?
I don't know. That's he's funny. From the future, and now he's a, like, but it's nothing to do with time traveling.
Wow.
It's
like... All right. Well, I'm Dan.
I'm Jamie.
And we're the Nimpods. Is that how we signed off? How are you
doing? I don't know.
It doesn't sound right.
Well, we gotta have it. We're like different.
We'll just cut and paste.
Yeah, but with the Nimpods, we're also known as the Francis Brothers.